Hi, this is Renee Leone with Hollywood Connections. I am,
yes, Renee is our new beauty queen reporter, Lifetime. And what is your title?
My title is a Lifetime reporter for Hollywood Connections.
That's right. And she is an amazing guest that I didn't realize. I met him at 2018.
Was it 2018?
Yeah.
Because I said something to him, but he has met so many people.
He is very, very,
he's definitely a VIP.
So we're going to take it away. Renee's going to do this 15-minute segment. We'll come back with Carrie Kay in a little bit. And I'm Hollywood Connections beauty queen special. It's your special.
Hi, Dennis. Smolin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Renee.
Hi, Dennis.
And this is Dawn Reese. Now, do you remember her?
You know, Dawn, we were on set, I believe, for something sometime way back pre-pandemic. I do remember meeting you, and, you know, again, my apologies. You know, I've got so many scripts in my head, I purge everything else. So...
No, apologies. You're so busy. You're so busy, Dennis.
So
I mean, listen, Dennis, we just seen your whole bio. Your whole bio is, like, incredible. Wow. You've been acting, you're producing, you're directing, you're doing everything. And, you know, you're a daddy. We're back. I mean, you're the father of Angela and Valencia, and you are Richard, okay? And I am Lena. I'm your assistant. And I am so happy to be part of this. Knowing that I met you, a few weeks before, and then all of a sudden we're on the same show together.
Yeah, we were at Blue Water Media.
Yes, we were.
For a commercial shoot, and we totally hit it off right then and there, and we were on the table read for Daddy We're Back, and, you know, I believe that, you know, everything happens for a reason, Renee.
It sure does.
I believe that, too, and, you know, I got the we did the pilot, I guess, about 6+ months ago.
Yeah, it was about 8 months ago.
Thank you, And then everything shut down, and, you know, I had a full year booked out, and to get the call from Angela Valencia just out of the blue and say, you know, 24 flicks up, and we're gonna do a full season, and, you know, they had to leave. That was just. I was just so humbled to get that call.
Oh, you know? I know. And, you know, Dawn Reese has been a part of Angela and Valencia's life in the past. I mean, she actually...
Tell that story. That's amazing. Yeah,
that story is awesome. Like, she definitely talked to them and said, girls, you know, I'm going to just direct you in my, what I can help you out. And these girls are they're smart. They're intelligent. They're vocally gifted. You know, they have God in their heart, and that's important too. And they're just good people. And Debbie Soso, she was the one that casted me for this part. Nice. And when I got the part and we were on that table read, I'm looking through the phone and I'm like, I think I know this guy. I was wondering if you were thinking the same thing. And then when we met each other at the house, I was like, oh my God, small world. But you know what? You know, people say it's a big world, but really it's so small. And when you're in this business, you're going to come across each other. You know, things are going to happen. I mean, the connection is incredible. I mean, you know a lot of people. I know a lot of people. Dawn, even. I mean, she knows tons of people. I mean, I was in my first movie, you know, with meeting the director from here, Andrew Krantz, you know, and you'll probably wind up running into him and meeting him too. So what have you been up to? I mean, who casted you for Daddy We're Back? Can I ask you?
So, sure. I actually got Daddy We're Back directly. You know, I've got, I'm blessed and I'm really humbled with the agencies that I work with down here. And I've been down here about 5 years now.
Okay.
And I always say, and I keep in touch with all of them. I keep in touch with my casting directors. But it's also, Renee, and you guys know this, you and Dawn know this, you're a business, right?
Oh, yes.
Dennis Mallon, I'm a business. So I've got to hustle every day to not only find things on my own, but to, you know, answer the emails and to submit auditions and to keep it going. So I actually found this on my own.
Oh.
The girls, Angela and Valencia, contacted me. I did an audition. And, you know, it's like anything else. We're a professional. We do the audition. We submit it. And, you know, it is what it is. It's out there in the universe. Whatever happens, happens. You move on to the next.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I found it on my own, I think, through social media and networking. And just put it out there. My fiancé taped it, and Leanne. And here we are.
I know. And so when I talked to you at Blue Water, just so happens I started to talk to you and I said, you know, I was telling you that I was in the, I was picked to be in the Italians. And at that point, I don't know if I was Gabriella Carlucci, but I know I was going to be part of the Italians. And I recall you saying that you had just filmed in New York a mafia story or a mafia movie. Am I correct?
Well, I was featured in the Sopranos movie, which is I think the working title is King of Newark or something to that effect. And I was up in Yonkers, New York for about 5 days. Now, I played one of the tough guys, you know, one of the tough guys from New York.
It
kind of comes natural. That was fun. I've got literally two national commercials that dropped last week, both Blue Water commercials, by the way.
Oh, I seen that one. I did see the one. The one where you can put the thing that you can breathe better with the masks?
Yes, the cool turtle mask, yes.
How do you like that? Do you like it?
Well, you know, it's the new norm. We've got to wear the mask, and we have to do what we have to do. So, yeah, the Cool Turtle product really helps. You know, you people can understand as I'm speaking through my mask. And
yes.
The other commercial was Hemp Vana Headache, which I'm totally featured throughout both. But the Hemp Vana, it's hysterical. My brother from New Jersey, Brian, calls me up and says, "Dude, does the product really work? You look like you're in such pain." I go, "Well, that was acting." And I go, "Of course the product works. Yes, it works." So, you know, it just, it's fun. I've got three features in the can. Three blacks and a Jew walk into a bar. That's a Happy Gilmore production, Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Great People. That's a Romello Blade movie. I actually played Madoff, a Madoff character in that. And the Mad Hatter.
Oh, the Mad Hatter? Serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So is this a retake of the Mad Hatter?
No, I think it's more of a horror film.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm totally behind green screen, and it's such a great movie. Kate Devaney, first time director from L.A., directed it. What a great director! You know, I'm humbled to work with such great talent. I'm humbled to work with such great directors and great. I just have some great scripts come across my desk right now. I have, if you look at my IMDb, I'm contracted to do four different projects with Preston Walden out of Tampa.
Oh,
St. Pete.
He is
such a talented local guy, and I'm just excited to do that.
We're definitely going to have to get connected when it comes to that. I mean, if I am the type of person that says, okay, this guy is going to be great for this. If the director or producer or whatever takes it, it's good, you know, but I'm usually, you know, sometimes it's good to be spot on with things and, you know, being humble and helping people. I mean, you want it to come back to you. And if I believe it does come back, I really do.
Sure.
I really do.
Sure.
And, you know, when I was looking at everything, which I don't even have everything that I've ever done, whether it's commercials or whatever, I'm going to have my son do it because I'm not really into mechanically, you know, with my phone. But I'm going to say, Antonio, look at Dennis's over here. See if you could do what.
Yeah, right.
But of course, I have not done as much as you. I mean, you've been doing this for how many years now?
It's 26 years now, actually.
26.
It's 26 years. I was on a podcast earlier this week, and Lauren Harris asked me about my journey. And when I started at 25 years old, and I'm giving away my age.
That's
okay. I started at 25.
That's okay.
I could never get the Calvin Klein model. I could never get the hot boyfriend. I always got the business guy and the young father.
Right.
And I looked at it in New York City at the time. There's me and 10 million of me. And at that time, I had an executive position in technology. And my mentality was, well, I'm having fun on set. Okay? Always have fun. Always have a good mentality. If I can withstand this and be consistent, 5 years from now, that 10 million is going to shrink to 5 million.
Well, you know, Dennis. You know, Dennis. It's always when you're older because Yeah. You've learned so much. Your acting has progressed, and people see you, and they're like, wow, you know, he even does better now than he did before. So give me some some actors that you've been involved with that that we hear of a lot.
Well, you know, if you look at the people that I follow and that, I'll just say I have a man crush on. Of course, it's the great Mr. Pacino.
Oh, Al Pacino. You know, so you've worked with Al Pacino.
I worked with him twice. My first SAG feature.
Wow.
I was a featured extra. It was Devil's Advocate.
Really?
And literally, Mr. Pacino was about 6 inches from me for 3 days, 12-hour days. And, you know, what don't you do? You don't stare at the sun.
He's my favorite actor.
You go blind.
He's my favorite actor.
I look over my shoulder, he goes, how you doing, son? I'm like, doing great, Mr. Pacino. Doing great, thank you. You know, and I worked with him with Scent of a Woman.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, Kenneth Branagh.
I was in
Celebrity. It's a Woody Allen film with Kenneth Branagh and Charlize Theron. Now, the common thread through, you know, all these movies back in the day was Keanu Reeves.
Oh, wow. Well, you were in Zola, too, weren't you?
Yeah.
So I was in Zola, too, with Elvis Presley's granddaughter. Why do I forget her name all of a sudden? Do you remember her name?
I know James Franco is one of the producers at one time.
Yes. There was only 86 people. Out of 86 people, I think they only picked like 19 or 20 people to be part of it. So you were one of it. I was one of them. And, you know, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm looking forward to it. I mean, that is an experience in itself. You know, she sat like right next to me. I was a stand-in for her also. Not only was I in the restaurant, but I also was a stand-in for her one of the days. 12 hours, long days. People don't realize this is hard work. Whatever we do, part of this is a job. I mean, yes, we can be in the limelight in certain things and people will remember us, but it's work. It's not easy.
Sure.
It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know this, too.
Yeah.
And Angela and Valencia, you know, like, they're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're very talented girls. I'm just, you know, really humbled. Like you were saying earlier, they sing, they dance, they create products.
Oh, I know.
They've got great full-time gigs on top of everything that's going on.
Yes.
And being hooked up with Marty and Chris at 24 Flicks, I mean, they are, they're some local players.
They really are local players.
And, you know, everything's looking really positive. You know, you think about it, you talk it through, everything looks really positive that not only is it going to get picked up, is that we have so much content already to lead into season two.
Well, this is what we're going to do. Dennis, I'm going to have to...
We have to go because we have another 50-minute segment.
But I'm going to get you on again, and we'll probably have you on a little bit longer when we're going
to
do the finale, right? We could even have him... Well, he lives far away. He lives in Sebring. So what we could do is have you on again once we do the finale. I mean, I'll see you on Sunday.
Well, Sebring is a train ride Amtrak away because I always go through Sebring when I go to Fort Lauderdale.
Well, Dawn.
Yes.
Dawn, here's the thing, Dawn. You know, Sebring, directly center of the state. I drive all over. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shooting a commercial. So I'm not shy to drive. So if you're in Wichita and you need me, book me. I'll drive out there. Whatever you need, I'll be there. I appreciate the opportunity. So sure.
Well, I have a beauty queen reporter in Fort Lauderdale. I need to hook you up with. She needs some more interviews with actors.
Right.
So I'll make sure that happens.
Beautiful.
But we gotta go.
We gotta go. Listen,
right,
Dennis.
Don't
thank you so much, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Bye bye.
And back to the Hollywood intro.
Thank you.
And we're gonna intro Carrie in for her special.
Yes,
and she, I guess, is she gonna? Are you gonna be here for her special?
Yes. Well, she's going to.
All right.
Yes.
And you got that song, Hollywood?
Yes.
There we go. We'll be right back with Carrie K. Davis.
Carrie, you want to sit here? I'm ready.
With Carrie K. Davis, another beauty queen reporter. Give your title.
I am a holistic health coach, and my title is Florida Health Coaching. So
that's right.
Beauty and health and wellness.
So take it away, Carrie Kay.
So with me today, I have...
Hi, I'm Tara Jenkins.
You just
Tara.
Met.
And we actually just met. So I asked her to be one of my people that I use the circulation therapy on.
So, yes. And we are live, 106.1 FM.
All right. So I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on with you. We're going to use circulation therapy today for 8 minutes. You're going to get a session, and it's basically going to show you exactly, you know, a little less inflammation and a little less pain.
Okay. I'm excited.
So what I want you to do is use this around your back, please.
Okay.
So it's a belt, kind of?
In the area, yes. This is called the B-spot.
Okay.
So it goes right in the area that is swollen. So turn around.
So that would have helped with my hand when I fell.
Yes.
It would be my lower back.
Yes. And so circulation therapy is so good for people that don't have good circulation of blood flow. A lot of us don't. Really, it's sad, but about 80% of people do suffer with that. And so good circulation and blood flow is what this is doing with little currents that you don't even feel. What it is it's magnets. So there's magnets all in here, and they're releasing the blood flow. And it's amazing because our blood is supposed to flow like a river, mm-hmm. and our cells are not supposed to be stuck together. What happens when you're on circulation therapy is the cells will start to separate, the body will start to, the blood will start to flow through the veins. It's a pretty amazing process. Now, we don't see that we actually have circulation and blood flow. We don't see that unless we're checking underneath the microscope to see if our blood is running the way it's supposed to, which I had my blood taken and had it tested underneath the microscope, and it was pretty amazing. But with this type of holistic health coaching that I do, is an 8-minute session. So we've got her on it for right now. We're going to locate this area here, just work on this area right here, her lower back. And within 8 minutes, she's gonna get 12 hours of really great circulation. So I love circulation therapy. I've used it on a few people before. It's the signals, it's the waves, it's the magnets. It's just amazing.
What's your phone number they can call you to book an appointment?
515-822-4877. And I'm on Facebook. Anybody can find me on Facebook.
Spell out your Facebook name.
CarrieKay Davis, DAVIS. And I'm playing guitar. So, but I use this type of stuff when I hurt my lower back moving, and it's been amazing. And then also the bus accident that I was in, and it kept me from having a $15,000 surgery because I had a very bad fishbone in my foot for 8 months when
wow.
I first
moved. So what is
here.
It doing now?
She's going to be getting relief in about 8 minutes of, she may not notice it right away, but she'll notice a little bit of difference.
Do you do it with your over your clothes or under your clothes?
You can put it on over your clothes. That's okay. What's so cool about it. I can lay there and just put it over my clothes or whatever. If you've got some neck issues going on.
This really helped my back when you did me, Carrie.
Yeah, Renee.
I had services through Carrie, and it was amazing what it did for me.
It is really amazing. So, Renee, tell your story real quick.
Well, I had a lot of issues with my lower back, and I was actually having, at that time, a lot of issues with the upper part of my calves, and also with my shoulder, and I had a rotator cuff tear. And I want to tell you something. I might have issues with it not going all the way up right now, but I used to not be able to move it past my waist.
See, my husband's having a problem with something from painting, being a painter for so long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Carrie, I need you to work with you on that maybe and talk to you. I'll work on something with you on. But yeah, Bert has his shoulder and he's like, oh my God, he woke up.
You can isolate a certain area. So this right here is what I put on the bottom of my foot when I put that fishbone in my foot for 8 months. It was in there. So the magnets actually brought the fishbone to the surface and kept me from having a $15,000 surgery.
Wow. See, my husband blamed his shoulder last night because I was on the sheets. I never are
so
under the sheets.
Where's your wrist?
He's like, my shoulder. I'm like, I'm going to come up with
Carrie. Because you can do two different things on this.
So I fell roller skating. We both are roller skate. And it's still, there's still a bruise here. But it's more
the
wrist.
You still have the bruise?
I do. I still have the
I'm going to put that there, and I would like for you to put your hand through here, okay? And I'm going to put this on.
So you can do two people at once?
I can do two people at once. It's so cool.
It's like getting your nails
done. Or one person can have two services. So if they're having two different areas.
When I open up my clinic, which is going to be holistic health coaching, CKD, I'm going to have a lot of this kind of stuff.
There's a place right on East Bay, just to let you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm about ready to do that after I graduate.
Right on East Bay.
So what we're doing with Dawn's wrist is we're basically bringing the circulation and the blood flow back to her wrist, and that causes the inflammation and the pain to go away.
So if it's in my wrist here, can I put it on the wrist here?
You can.
Okay.
We need to isolate the area
put it down?
It's at. Yep.
Okay.
So for 8 minutes, it's going to create a blood flow and a circulation.
So if people are visiting Florida from Canada, from all over, and they hurt themselves, or they aches and pains, or arthritis, they can call you. Give your number again.
Yes. I've actually been at the beach. I've been at different areas. I have my Beamer, or my circulation therapy with me all the time.
Right.
Do you have it with battery that you don't have to have it plugged in?
Yeah. You can do in the car. You can hook it up in the car.
Great.
And stuff. Yeah.
So how long do you keep this on?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay.
Yep. So you just started, and so you got about 6 minutes, and then we have
3 minutes.
Tara, and she's got just a few more minutes on hers. So
I can golf pretty soon?
Oh, girl. I mean, telling you, I'm back on the roller skating rink again.
Are you really?
Yes.
I want to see her roller skate.
And I do all kinds of tricks and stuff. You know, I pull my leg behind my back.
What?
And that's I'm crazy on roller skates.
Well, I know there's a lot of people that have injuries from a long time ago. And all of a sudden, as you age, and you don't move around as much, is when you start feeling it. So this is what you need. So,
well, and then another thing too, would you ladies like to do a facial? Because this is red light therapy. And red light therapy is why everybody says, Carrie, you do not look 53.
You're not 53. She doesn't look 53.
You look great.
So I do red light therapy all the time. And so basically you would just take this off and put this on. And then close your eyes, and I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you what red light therapy is.
Okay. Now, also, when you're doing the red light therapy, this is like a facial, and it helps. What does it do?
Well, I've actually used this on my varicose veins.
Okay.
And I've used it on scars, and I've used it on so many things. And if I have a sinus going on, 8 minutes, and it.
How about the tightening of the skin? Doesn't that tighten the skin also?
It actually does help the skin a lot because of the vitamin D and all the E and everything that's in it. So
now, can you have a lot of ladies when they're getting older, they have the osteoporosis or knee problems and stuff. How does that help your knee?
Well, I actually have a screw in my knee.
Okay.
And I've had it for
She's
a really long time. And I don't have a problem with my body at all with this circulation therapy. I sleep on it. Mm-hmm. So after you're using it for 5 weeks, then you can sleep on it all night long.
Wow.
It's actually a sleep schedule on here. And I'll show everybody.
How long have you been doing this, Carrie?
I started it about a year ago with a really great company, and I've just really gotten very, very educated on how important it is to have circulation and blood flow. And when we don't, that is when the aging process really goes in at full 90%, like, you know.
Wow. What about, you also sell a CBD oil?
I do. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love my oil that I use. I use it for every different thing. Like if I have a brain cramp.
Is that why you have so much energy when you're singing karaoke all night?
I know, right? Like I can go sing and I do have a lot of energy. I take a lot of the CBD products. Mm-hmm. CBD is a natural holistic for people that don't want to use medications. It's much better than taking an ibuprofen.
Oh, wow.
Especially during these times. And you also have to keep in mind, too, that it's going to build your immune system so that you're not susceptible to getting sick.
That's amazing.
Higher immune system.
Well, if anybody has an event that's coming up that we can have a table at or something, things are starting to open up.
Yes, please try to contact me at 515-822-4877. I still kept my Iowa number.
And I gave her some good pointers about how to market this as well. I think that would be a great idea with the CBD oil. And I know he's giving us a 2-minute warning. We need, if you'd like to sponsor our show, if you'd like to, we pay for our own airtime and the ladies have helped out as well. We do have a PayPal, DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com. And I am working on some other major commercials, or maybe you want a commercial shout out, Carrie. They can do that with your segment as well and Renee's segment.
Yes.
And Renee will be back every other week and Carrie's here with me hopefully every week. We should pop on with her special.
And we're trying to get this turned on. It's not turning on for some reason, but I wanted to give you a facial. But so I wanted to ask Tara though, how is your lower back right now after using the circulation therapy?
Oh my gosh, it feels so much better. I've had a little sciatic issues from cleaning all my life. After I had my daughter, it came back. Because when I was pregnant, the weight from my stomach pulled it. But after I had my daughter, it came back. So, like, that is helping. I want that.
How long are your sessions? We have 1 minute, Carrie. I know. We have 1 minute.
How much are your sessions?
I usually see people for the very first time just to show them. So that one is complimentary. After that, it's 7 sessions for
$100. That's a great
deal.
But
this one lady that I just did, she couldn't walk. And I'm not kidding, her hip is so much better now.
What? That's a miracle story. And here she is, Carrie K. Davis. And where are you performing? We have like 30 seconds.
I will actually be at Sharks tomorrow night in Largo.
Okay.
And that's on Olmerton, right?
And she's always singing. She's up there. And I was like, whoa. I saw with your
band. And then tonight, I'm going to go to the Dog Bar and do a jam and... I love to sing. I love to be out there.
We gotta get some cards because we want some cards.
Give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen.
Amen.
We'll see you at Hollywood Connections. Wait till next week's show. Wow, we'll be back.
Bye.
Bye. WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.